Hello, this is Imi. I'd like to give you a short introduction to JOSN and how to get started. The first thing is you have to download JOSN. You can do this at the JOSN homepage, this URL. There are two versions of JOSN, the JOSN latest and the latest release. I recommend you download the JOSN latest, that is pretty stable too, and you can help me testing. Okay, after the download finished, you should get a JOSN latest jar. Double click it. The first time you launch JOSN, the preferences file is generated. So let's change the preferences. You can change the look and feel to your native look and feel. You can enter your username and your password from Wiki, so you don't have to enter it every time you connect to the server. Then you can change the protection mode. If you are used to OSM editor, then you should keep it at the default settings, and if you are used to the OSM applet, then probably you should use Mercator protection. Okay, you have to restart JOSN. Now let's download something. You can either select something in the World Chooser dialog, which is not too useful since you usually don't want to download South America, so you can enter the latitude and longitude coordinate per hand. Or you can paste an URL from OpenStreetMap into this text field. So this is pretty the coolest thing to do, so let's do it. Go to the OpenStreetMap homepage, enter a search string, search for it, and you can use the map link in the search result to copy and paste it here and download it. So now it's get downloaded. This will take a while. The server will need almost any time in preparing the data, so the progress bar isn't very useful at this time. Until the download finishes, I'll tell you something about entering your data in JOSN. There are two different data sets, the edit layer and the raw GBS layer. If you record some track log in your Garmin or in your GBS receiver, then you record raw GBS data, and when you import them into JOSN, usually as GBX data or CSV, then you should import it as raw GBS data, and you will see it at small gray dots. And this is not the OSM data uploaded yet. You will later have to create OSM data on top of it. If you download something, now it's finished. If you download something, then you usually download OSM data. But you can download the raw GBS data for a given region too by clicking this checkbox. So here we see red dots for nodes. Green lines are line segments which don't have any ray on top of it yet, while blue lines are rays, so they are already created. You can move around in the map by holding the right button down and move the mouse. You can zoom in and zoom out using the scroll wheel. You can get information from everything under the cursor by clicking on the middle mouse button. And using the left mouse button is using the map mode you have currently selected. The current selected map mode is zoom, so you can zoom something. Hold the right mouse button to also drag it. Oh, some graphic error, no problem. Zoom out by scroll wheel. Okay, zoom button is just a convenient way for zoom a bit around. The next map mode is selection. You can select anything by clicking on it. If you click on a ray, the whole ray gets selected. If you want to select the line segment beneath the ray, hold down Alt and click on the ray or Meta key. The next thing is the move button. So if you want to move something around, as example, you will think that this line segment should belong a bit more to the south, then you click. If this happens, then a coding error has appeared, and you can report this bug to me if you're kind by clicking on report bug. Then you get some status information, just copy the information and send this per email to my address, it's listed here, or I'll post it in the track if you have an account. So okay, let's go along. The next is the add new node button. Here you can add new nodes to the map. As example, you can click anywhere to add a new node, okay. Or you can use the small thing here to select different add nodes. There is a mode where you can add nodes into an existing segment. So as example, you can add here some more nodes if you want to make the if you want to make the segment more smoothly. So the next thing is the line segment. Here you can add line segments by clicking on some node, dragging the click to some other node, and here you see the suggestion for the resulting line segment, and if you let the mouse button, then the line segment is drawn. The next thing is the add ray button. For this, first deselect anything. Okay, if you enter the add ray and you have selected something, then the selection will become the new ray to create. If you enter the ray, if you don't have any selection yet, then you can click on the first line segment to create a new ray. As example, click here. Then this ray is created. You can subsequently click on each line segment to create the ray. And let's look at it. If you use the select and if you select and deselect anything, yes, the new ray has been created. So the next thing is the delete mode. The same as if you enter the ray, if you enter the delete mode and have selected anything, it's get deleted immediately. If you don't have selected anything, then you can click on any object and delete it this way. As example, delete our created things, no problem. Delete all way. And if you click on anything that has still any object associated with it, then you get a message box. Okay. Here you have undo and redo buttons. You can undo any action you have taken in JSON so far. The undo buffer is not limited, except if you run out of space, of course. So you can repeatedly click undo until you have the state you have loaded. And you see here that now the internal state of JSON is not modified anymore and by the star. And if you redo your things, then it's modified. So if you finished your work, then you can upload it to a JSON. We shouldn't do it yet. Of course, we have done silly things, but let's do something useful. As example, I've spotted here. This node should be in this line segment. It isn't connected, but should be. So let's delete the line segment, the node, enter a new node in the line segment and connect it. Now let's upload our changes. This is to upload. Here you get a report of what has to be uploaded. If you click yes, it's localized Java version, then the data get uploaded to the server. But before you upload it, you should do a download again. Just click on download and OK to download the current screen. This is because while I've talked to you, somebody could have changed the data, and if you download it onto your changes, it get merged into it, and you won't discard the changes the other guy had done. Okay, let's wait until the download finished. Okay, nothing happened, so we can upload our data. Okay, the data is uploaded. So that's for the basic tutorial introduction. The next time I'll show you something more advanced.